This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, sir.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
You with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And really, seriously, get involved in the conversation. If you head up to Facebook. If you head up to Facebook, we get a live feed going out there. You know, smart people in that chat room. Chat room says, see, my wife says, that shows how old you are. So I do so much appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, again, in the chat room, texting, tweeting. If you do, by any odd miracle, if you do go up to the Facebook page, you can get involved in that live feed chat area. I don't even know what to call it. And there's smarter people than I in there. What's the big whoop? Right? And again, the conversation you'll have, it's like I was trying to make that, like, make sense. The people you're talking to, and you know, they listen, they hear things that I miss. Sometimes when we have a guest on, the guest will say something, I don't know if it goes over my head, or I just didn't quite catch it, they got out in front of me, whatever the situation is, you know, and they catch it, let me know about it. So it's nice to have, six sets of ears or whatever, however many of you are out there. You know, for a long time we've been talking about the craziness going on in elementary schools. I used to call it the segment. I used to call it Administrators Gone Wild because of the crazy stuff that these administrators do in elementary schools. You know, so it's until you here I go. I'm on a roll tonight with beating on people. Actually, my own people. But until you decide to get off your butts and not, and listen, if you're already doing this, you already know this is not for you. But man, when are you going to get off your butts and hold your administrators at these schools accountable for the dumb things they do? Do you realize what they're doing to your kids? When you don't hold them accountable for what they're doing to your children, because look at the story we're going to do is one of those crazy stories where an administrator felt because a child was making believe with a stick that it was a gun, you know, doing one of those bang bang moments, because that's so bad. See, they think that this teaches them violence, that this is what pushes them into wanting to kill people and being mean and nasty. Let me tell you what. We played G.I. Joe. No, we didn't play G.I. Jane. We didn't play G.I. gender neutral. We didn't play, you know, G.I. whatever. Gender flu, G.I. cisgen. We didn't do any of that. It was okay. It was okay to be a girl and a boy. You know, here's the thing. We allow... And again, I want to be clear about this. Not that we shouldn't take into consideration the minor numbers. right? People who don't have a big influence or a big footprint, if you would. That's not what I'm saying here. But I can't allow, I wouldn't allow you or anybody else to make policy for everybody based on, you know, you got 39 kids in the room, 40 kids in a classroom. Are all your accommodations made around two children? Would you do what's best for the whole group? Because if your accommodations are made for the two or three, then you know what? You're hurting the rest of the kids. And it ain't right. It really is that simple. It ain't right. And again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563 if you would like to get involved in the conversation. So kindergartner got suspended. Man, I would have been suspended every other week. Actually, probably every other day. For playing pretend with a stick. Pretend gun. Now, again, like I said, you know, you run around, you do the whole bang-bang thing, because I'm sure you can do a lot of damage. I'm sure that stick has, like, hidden powers in it. In Rayford, North Carolina, school officials found a 5-year-old, Caitlin Miller, guilty of... Oh, my God. Yes, young lady, you're guilty of having a stick. Guilty of violating school policy 4331 and sentenced the imaginative youngster to one day suspension, because I helped her so much, right? Her crime? Playing king and queen with her friends at recess and using the stick as a make-believe gun to defend the royal couple against pretend invaders. Oh, my God. Let's not, you know, I mean, come on. Think about that. Right? Think about the fact that she had in her mind that she was protecting two other human beings, whether it's pretend or not. The pretend part's great. She's in the playground. She's playing. The school says that the gun, the stick resembled a gun. That's why she was suspended. So why don't you suspend God or Mother Nature for that matter? I mean, the stick... It wasn't a man-made stick. It fell off a tree. Don't you think the manufacturer should be? I mean, where's Nancy Pelosi when you need her? If she wants to hold gun manufacturers responsible, maybe we should hold the manufacturer of the tree. I'm the senior host. Yeah, we'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product at a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention! If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Evidence indicates that these devices can dislocate and loosen, causing severe pain, and may require additional revision surgery. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement and suffered a dislocation and loosening requiring a revision, call 800-598-0699.
1996. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Act now. For more information and a free consultation, call 800-598-0696. That's 800-598-0696. Again, that's 800-598-0696. Call now.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
We are back. Listen, Real Time on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. A million ways to get involved in the conversation. Seriously, you can hop up on the website, realside.com. We can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. You can chat with smarter people than myself, and I guarantee there are smarter people than me in that chat room. And then also on Facebook, we have a live Facebook feed. It's a place there you can chat, if that's what you want to call it, and you get to watch live while you'd want to watch live. Oh, I did shave this morning, so it's kind of cool. That's always good. Anyway, I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. I want to welcome, I keep telling you guys, and you're doing a good job. I keep telling you that when you call a station and you say stuff like, well, what is wrong with you people? Why aren't you carrying this show? Have you not heard this show? And you call them enough times, then they reach out. And when they reach out, so two new stations I want to talk about. We've got KQEW, 102.3 FM out of Arkansas. I want to welcome them to the TRS family. That's the Real Side family. Also, KYAH out of Utah. You guys are just great out there. I do appreciate you picking up the show as well. I can't wait to hear from you. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We're negotiating with two or three more stations, so thank you. Thank you. No, seriously. You're out there. You're spreading the word. You're asking people to pick up the show, and they're making the phone calls. I also want you to look. And then also, a lot of you listening believe in capitalism, I hope. Otherwise, I don't know what you're doing listening to the show. I'm lost. But we also love it when you reach out to our sponsors, let them know that you appreciate what they're doing for the show and what have you. And I don't bring on any sponsors. As you guys know by this time, you know, I only bring on sponsors that I know that are real, they're good people, and they're not going to take advantage of you. Because you go to these programs, you know, we have Landmark Capital, we have Liberty Health Share, and a few others, and you reach out to them, or we work with them, because we know they're good, honest people, and they're good products. You know? They're not selling, like, the Pet Rock or anything like that, right? You know what I'm saying? So David Fisher from Landmark Capital has extended an offer to my listeners. And if you call to initiate a trade on your IRA paperwork by April 30th, now, look, at some of you, I know it takes you a long time to ramp up. So April 30th, is it enough time? I mean, sure, do I need to call? Send me your phone number. I'll call you, and I'll keep poking you until you make the call. And if you make a $25,000 purchase or more, you'll receive, with their shipment of 10 free silver peace dollars. Right? I mean, hey, free is good. As an incentive to protect and grow your hard-earned money. Now, look, you got to make plans. You really do have to take your time to make plans. And you're not an expert. I talk to these people that think they've got it all figured out because they've read a book or they read articles or they subscribe to a certain website. You know what? There are a lot of different opinions or a lot of different thoughts on how to protect your money, what little you have or what much you have. So give them a call. The worst thing that can happen is you can decide it's not for you. The best thing that you can happen, you can find out that you're connected with a really good group of people, and they're going to help you out. 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Or, you know, head over to the website, landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com. And again, always, always know that I pre-check the people that I push on the show. You know, because I don't need the aggravation of you being mad at me because I got you, you know, connected with a really bad group of people or what have you. Anyway, we were talking about this earlier, which I think is hilarious, that a kindergartner that got suspended for playing pretend with a stick gun. But here's the thing. It's not just a matter of the stick gun. She was playing pretend. She was protecting. You know, she was playing with other friends. She had a king queen. There was a king, and she was protecting the king and queen. She found a stick. She didn't fashion a piece of wood to look like a gun. She found a stick that looked like a gun. Now, I'm thinking, you know, we should call Clinton because she wanted to shut down the manufacturers. Maybe she'll chop the tree down for, you know, for growing a stick that looks like a gun. I don't know. The assistant principal told... I jumped ahead, didn't I? Miller's mom, Brandy, told the news site that she received a call from officials at the McLaughlin Elementary School on Friday to inform her about the punishment. And Miller served that punishment last Monday. The assistant principal told her that Caitlin had a stick and she was using it to shoot and kill other students. Oh, my God. The humanity of it all. She was using a stick to shoot other students. So she was using a stick to pretend shoot and to pretend kill other students that in her mind, right, in her pretend mind, not whacked like she's out of her mind, but in her pretend mind, were coming to get the king and queen. So she was pretend protecting them. She was pretend doing a good thing. 1 minute, she's playing with her friends. The next minute, her teachers are dragging her to the principal's office, Miller told the local TV studio. She's so confused. Nobody explained anything to her. Young lady, what were you doing? I was protecting my friends. Well, we won't have any of that in this school. You will not be protecting your friends with a gun. Maybe you could reason with the killers. District officials issued a statement. I should rephrase this. The district officials issued a statement trying to defend the suspension. Hope County Schools will not tolerate assaults, threats, or harassments from any student. District officials wrote in a prepared statement, any student engaging in such behavior will be removed from the classroom or school environment for as long as it's necessary to provide a safe and orderly environment for learning. Okay. I know that some of you left loons listen to the show. I really need some help here because I'm definitely not the smartest guy in the room. But I don't understand. Where's the assault? Where's the threat? Where's the harassment that the district is laying out there is being done? And any student engaging in such behavior as assaults, threats, or harassment will not be tolerated. Because it's not a safe and orderly environment at that point. So all those kids playing pretend, having fun, you can't have it now. Now you can't use your imagination anymore. And this wasn't an imagination like they were killing the people they hated. Do you know what I'm saying by that? I mean, maybe they built up a little group in their mind that they don't like, you know, teachers and others. No. These were pretend enemies coming after the king and queen. Why do we do this to these young kids? And I'm going to go back to you parents. Why aren't you there? Why aren't you at that school? It shouldn't be just the mother fighting for this kid. It should be at least half the parents in that school showing up at a school board meeting saying, what's wrong with you people? We're going to recall your bunch of butts. If I haven't got your wand up yet, I don't know how. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a minute.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1G 2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
Hey, man. I don't feel like going to school no more. Me neither. You can't let me go.
We are back.
This is a real time on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, I get emails from some of you during the breaks, and you just don't believe that these stories are real. And to a degree, I guess I don't blame you, because they're pretty asinine. But that's what we've become, right? I mean, really, seriously. That's what we've become. Here you got, I know I'm spending way too much time on this, but some of these stories just tinge me so bad. Would you think about what is this doing to this young girl? You know, how is she now feeling about wanting to protect other people? And I know she's just a little girl. And yeah, they'll get over it and all that other stuff. But think about this. As Tammy said during the break, you know, she's acting in the role of a protector, a police person, if you would. And it's like, no, you can't do that. Don't do that. That's a bad thing. It's just craziness. I mean, and it's teaching them that the good is the bad. Remember, there's a Bible scripture for that, guys. Remember that whole thing? When right becomes wrong, wrong becomes right. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Feel free to be involved in the conversation. Let me know where I'm off, where I'm wrong, where I've lost it. Because some of you will tell me that. And Joe, you got, really? Are you serious? Yeah, actually. Most of the time, I am serious. Again, like I said, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right, back to the story. Poor young girl. I mean, she really, seriously, she's thinking she's doing the right thing. She's using her imagination. You know, when you talk to these people that are great entrepreneurs in this country, they dreamt about this stuff as little kids. You know, the astronauts, policemen, soldiers, we can just go the whole list of people, doctors, lawyers, they dreamed about these things when they were kids. So now what? We're going to mold them at a very young age, what society won't accept? Because I tell you what, I don't care what society accepts. I only care what the right thing to do is.
You know, I say it every night and I mean it. There's 3,000 other stations out there. There's 3,000 other shows on right now. This one doesn't fit you. I ain't going to stop. Go somewhere else. It's really that simple for me. I would say turn the dial, but that would show you how old I am. They don't turn dials anymore. So the assistant principal sent the letter home with Caitlin on Friday. Told her that the reason for the suspension in bold letters make mommy feel bad. Turning a stick into a gun is threatening to shoot and kill other students is not acceptable. Now, did any of you really think that that threat was serious? I mean, can we use a little common sense? Are we allowed to use the brain cells that God gave us or not? I'm just curious. I mean, I'm not the smartest guy in the room. Brittany Miller said she struggled to explain to her daughter why she was being punished for playing at school. I'm sorry, honey. Yeah, you're being suspended for doing the right thing. Yeah, using your imagination and wanting to protect people. We'll have none of that anymore. She doesn't understand how a stick found in a playground threatens anyone. We know why it's bad, she said. We watch the news, but then I have to tell you, my kid, you're not allowed to play like that in school because people do bad things to kids your age. The mother added that her daughter has since been ostracized by her classmates and teachers because of suspension. And she believes school officials owe her an apology. You know, think about something. We can't talk to young kids about many things. You know, certain sexual... what do I want to say here? We can't talk to them about sexual orientation or that kind of thing. And the different kinds of sexual... You know, you can always tell them anything you feel is fine. But you can't tell them, you know, boy, girl, this kind of thing is a reality. No, can't do that. Because you might make him feel bad. But making his kid feel bad if you're doing the right thing seems to be acceptable now. The mother added that her daughter has since been ostracized by the classmates and teachers. I just want them to apologize to her and tell her it's okay. You can be five and have an imagination. But only if your imagination goes in the direction that the left wants it to go. An online poll conducted by the local TV station asked viewers whether Caitlin's punishment fit the alleged crime. And a whopping 95%. Of the 675 votes, opposed the stick gun suspension. So there are people there that have some common sense. But what they need to do, I'm telling you, is a school board member telling you what they need to flood the school board room when they have their meeting. They need to make it uncomfortable for those people, big time. They need to make those school board members feel as bad about what they did to that young girl. You know what I'm saying? That's what the parents need to do. Several folks also lashed out at school board officials online. Whoever made the decision should be fired, one post said. What an absolute idiot. If I were that mom, I think I'd pull my kid out of that school and try to find her one that's not run by ignorant, whiny liberals who don't possess an ounce of common sense. There's my kind of mom. Yeah, if anything, the teacher should have just took the girls aside and explained to her why she shouldn't play. Yeah, perfect learning moment, right? If you really feel like you had to do that, then true, pull her aside. Say, you don't, right now, we just prefer you wouldn't do that. Right? And then the school could have talked to her mom and let her know she had a conversation. But, you know, it's like they gave her the death penalty. It's just crazy. Don't you think? Come on, if I'm off, tell me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Here's one that should send a chill down your spine. I read this stuff. And I read it first, and I look at it and go, okay, this is not true, right? This is like a funny one. Like somebody's pulling my leg. So whatever's going on about with the refugees these days, we've got the University of Maryland has decided that they want their students to step up and want them to host refugees in their campus housing. So instead of finding a place for these people to stay, now they want to bring them in and buddy them up with, if you would. Yeah, buddy them up with the kids in the dorms. So there's 50 other schools within a group called Every Campus a Refugee. And Every Campus Refugee was started in 2015 at Guilford College, which currently hosts 16 refugees and advocates using university resources to resettle refugees, including unused student housing. Right, because there's so much of it. You know what you could do with that? You know, I got an idea for the unused student housing. Don't we have vets that are homeless? That'd be a great place for them. Because they could bring so much to it. I'm sure a lot of them are talented in certain areas. So while you give them a place to stay and clean up and, you know, a warm place to sleep at night, they might have skills and talents. They could teach our young people. They could help maybe repair the school or do some cooking or whatever. Think of all the wonderful things you could do. But it makes so much sense to resettle refugees instead. Don't you think? Islamophobia, xenophobia, and racism, there is no better moment for campuses to intervene directly. Why don't we coin a new term? Venophobia. What do you think about that? Well, venophobia would be, we'll use the same kind of definitions they use here, where you don't want to help them, you don't want to reach out, and you kind of don't give them any credit for anything, right? Isn't that kind of what Islamophobia is? We don't like them because we don't like what they do, what they stand for, and all this other stuff. So the vets, we can't help them because you know what they did. They went to war, they shot at people, just nasty, nasty people. This stuff just floors me. Floors my heart. I look at this stuff and think, really, are we bringing up? We're bringing up a bunch of young people that have absolutely no respect for our vets and our elderly, but all the respect in the world for, you know, let me see, radical Islam or radical Muslims, people that are here that just have no business being here. And I'm not saying all refugees are not sincere in running away from a situation. But what have we seen so far with a large number of these? And what the loons on the left don't understand is that all we want is some common sense used. If you can't vet a refugee, if you can't figure out what's going on and what they've done and they've already caused problem, send them away. Get them out of here. More on this when we come back. I'm Joe Bassini, your host. Tell you, vetophobia. I ain't talking about your dog's doctor either. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
I say this calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
Welcome back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Thanks so much for being with me tonight. Appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate so much the time that you're spending with me. I'm going to get back to this article in a minute about how they want you to buddy up with refugees. But somebody sent me this. You got to hear this, okay? This is Chuck Schumer. I mean, I'm trying to look. I've met a lot of friends of the Democrats, and I don't believe that every Democrat is brain dead. But they are the most outspoken loons that I've ever met in my life. You look at So here's something with Chuck Schumer, where I don't know anybody who could tell this many lies. I mean, I'm starting to lose my faith in God. Okay, I got to tell you. Because somebody who lies this much, if God isn't zapping him with lightning, then there must be some other book I haven't read. You know, about it's okay, you know, it's okay to lie kind of thing. These people, they do it with a straight face. It doesn't seem to bother them at all, which really blows my mind. And you think, it's like some of the dumbest forms of carbon life on this planet seem to belong to the same club. Hank Johnson, remember him? He thinks the island of Guam's going to tip over because it's overpopulated with American soldiers. Then there's Sheila Jackson Lee, who is sure that the U.S. Constitution is 400 years old, by doggone it. She actually said that. Maxine Waters thinks that Putin invaded Korea, that which would not be so bad. And then Nancy Pelosi, the, you know, we have to pass a bill to find out what's in it. Although we can't pass our bill to find out what's in it because she's too dumb to figure it out. That's really what it boils down to. So Chuck Schumer came out and did a speech today that is, you got to hear this. Let's see if I'm doing this kind of weird and different. Let's see if I can pull this off, right? Come on, Chucky. You say it.
One, when Schumer speaks, can you count the lies?
The president's immigration policies are destroying local economies, causing chaos and panic in families and communities who have done nothing wrong. By using racial profiling and fear-mongering to target law-abiding immigrants, the Trump administration is putting people with a traffic ticket or a status violation in the same category as serious violent criminals.
Wow. Where do you start with that? Right? I mean, the traffic violations with... Well, what about those ones that commit rape? What about the ones that have been deported five or six or seven times, and you guys, yeah, you heard me, you guys refuse to do anything about it? You think it's racist and bad and nasty to deport somebody who's been deported already, committed crimes already? Matter of fact, you do realize that them coming here against the law makes them breaking the law, right? I mean, because sometimes I just don't understand their logic. A little confusing to me. I'd like to consider myself a guy that understands common sense, but when I, you know, you listen to something like that, you do what I do every day, where's he getting his numbers? Where's he getting his information? Just, it's just amazing. Anyway, back to my story. I'm still talking about the gun, right?
Buddying up with a refugee.
Oh, that's an old one.
No,
that's UMD. That's right. Okay. All right. Hey, look, I got all excited. I saw Schumer's face with liar all around it. I got all excited. Yeah, you're going to have to find it. Good luck.
Thanks.
So, we were talking about the University of Maryland, who has decided to help push its students to step up and house a refugee in their dorm room. How do you feel about that? What if your daughter goes there, huh? You cool with that? Maybe, you know, I don't even know. I wouldn't even know where to start, and I don't want to make too many of your parents crazy. Maybe I do. Give that a thought. The administrators at your daughter's college are going to browbeat her through political correctness into allowing a refugee, male or female, I don't even know at this point. A lot of those dorms are co-ed, last I checked. And this is a group of over 50 universities that are working towards this, that are helping bring in refugees and give them a place to stay. And again, like I said earlier, God forbid we do this or anybody thought about doing this for our vets, right? We can't do that. So, you know, let me see. Some of the schools working on this are Duke University, Georgetown University, University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill, Yale University, and Princeton. Isn't that wonderful? In terms of safety, they say that the refugees are carefully and rigorously vetted before they're admitted to the U.S. Uh-huh. And guess what? Then affordable health care won't add one dime to the bottom line. We did that number the other night. It only added 2 trillion dimes to the bottom line. Which technically, if you play like they play on the left, they didn't lie. It's a true statement.
did not add one dime to the bottom line now, did it? According to the Diamondback, UMD is getting in on the action thanks to the work of a freshman student who is looking for ways to help online. He said, I found this nationwide initiative that a bunch of other colleges are already doing. Kate Miller, who expressed an interest in it and also has contacted both the Student Government Association and the Resident Hall Association about the idea, plans to promote the program to the general student body next week. Catherine Swanson, the head of UMG, said that she liked the idea and would be looking into it further. She goes on to say, I don't know enough about it to make a definite decision about whether our campus should do that, she said. But I have an email about ECAR in my inbox, so I'll definitely be looking into it. Somebody should send them in. What if somebody, if you're listening and you're in Arizona, or no, Maryland, I'm sorry, why don't you send an email and ask them, say you've got 10 vets that need buddied up. You got 10 vets sleeping under a bridge. See if they'll do anything. I'd be curious. Even if they would even respond, then I'd be curious as to what the response would be. So UMD students have expressed openness to refugees in the past, holding a rally in late 2015 to protest Governor Larry Hogan's decision to delay Syrian refugees from coming into Maryland. But the current initiative, listen, these refugees they want to bring in, how many does Guantanamo hold? Do we know? Do we know how many prisoners that would hold? I'm sure. Maybe the island of Guam could handle a few more. If you put them on there right, then you could balance the island so it wouldn't tip over, right? I'm just asking. I'm not really smart. So, but the Democratic congressman had thought that that might be an issue. UMD residents' life seemed to bristle at the idea. In fact, protesting that the dorms are usually full and that the office hasn't even indulged in the hypothetical of opening them up to non-students. We're always certainly open to hearing these kinds of proposals, but I don't know that we would have the capacity, said Tracy Kira, the Department of Residence Life Assistant. We have a pretty robust summer conference program here, and our halls are typically rented by summer conferences. Resident Life has reportedly already struggled to keep up with housing demand, turning double occupancy rooms into triples, and restricting lounge areas and turning them into quads. So we've got students to say that there are open dorms. We've got others that say there aren't open dorms. I love it. Glad everybody's on the same page there. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, being part of the bigger solution, if you would. You know, seriously. I think that we have to take more of an active role with the people around us. You know, you see what's going on out there. You see what these protesters are doing out there. And if you think that you can't do anything to help, then there's something wrong. You really do have to get engaged. When we come back, we're going to deal with the Maryland rape case. No bond for the teen who claims that the sex with the 14-year-old was consensual. Man, this is just sick at so many levels. I don't know if I could sleep with myself if I was the defense attorney on this. Also, a Drexel professor wanted to vomit after service member given courtesy on a plane. He couldn't understand why. Yo, because he's a teacher, right? They're so much smarter than we are. They know so much more than we do. Remember, I told you about this elitism. They don't understand how somebody, why somebody would want to protect this country for them to have the right to spew the garbage they spew in a classroom and not be drug out and shot. Can you imagine if, as a professor in a college in another country, let's say North Korea, speak against His Holiness, and you'd be dead about a half an hour later, if that long. Joe Messina, your host. Don't come, you got, there's a lot more tomfoolery on the other side of the break. Come on back. You'll see the real side on GCN Live.